Welcome to our second meditation in this series, Meditation and Thoughts. In today's meditation, we will be targeting your thoughts. Thoughts are the biggest addiction and distraction we have. You may have heard the term the monkey mind before. We all have one of these monkey minds, and they usually get the best of us. Do you know that at least 90% of our thoughts are repetitive, all day long, day in and day out, and most of them don't have a shred of truth in them? On top of that, most of them don't make us happy, fulfilled, or give us any of the things we really long for. But they do keep us on the hamster wheel, going nowhere. Feeling stressed, afraid, overwhelmed, and incomplete. You see, going nowhere. Most of them are unconscious, which is why we don't question them. As long as they're unconscious, we keep identified with them and live a life driven by the next flavor of today's thought. Have you ever seen these ads in the newspaper that say, buy one, get one free? Sounds like a good deal, doesn't it? Well, if you buy one thought, you will receive 300 million billion for free. And that's not such a good deal, is it? Yet, that is what happens when these thoughts go by us unnoticed. Once we buy into one thought, we are taking so far away from ourselves. And it feels like we have received so many free thoughts on the way, but we have left ourselves and we are going nowhere. We believe that the thoughts that are running through our head are the ultimate truth. If they say push, work, try harder, do more, you're not good enough. Whatever they say, we obey them, we believe them. We don't even question them. As long as they're unconscious and unquestioned, we automatically buy into them almost no matter what they say. There are different kinds of thoughts. Some of them have an emotional charge and may be called a limited belief. These are the ones that pull us in the easiest and make us engage with them. It's the emotional charge that sucks us in. It seems like these emotions are so deeply ingrained in our bodies that we actually think that they're us. We think that we are our thoughts. We will take a closer look at these emotions in our third meditation. In the meditation today, we will focus on the thoughts themselves and not so much on the emotional charge that come with them. And they are hard to separate, but we will do that just for the sake of clarity in this series. And then there, of course, are the other thoughts without much emotion. And they're much easier to dismiss or shake off. Let's illustrate that with a little example. If a thought or somebody says to you, you are a squirrel, or you are a house, what do you do then? There's not much charge or interest, right? You just dismiss it, you know better, and you don't believe it. Well, how about this one? You're not good enough. Or you're a loser. You're not lovable. They're different, aren't they? They get you deeper down in your emotional body. And there is a much bigger tendency to believe them. We all have our favorite flavor of thoughts, that we like to chew on and identify with. Even though it is obvious that being a squirrel is less believable than not being good enough, the truth is about either that they're not true. They're both lies. By making our unconscious thoughts conscious, we can choose which thoughts we want to engage in and which ones we don't. In the end, none of the thoughts that we entertain are true. But for now, let's start making them conscious so at least you can choose if you want to give your precious life energy to them or not. So today in this meditation, instead of only paying attention to your physical body like we did in the first meditation, we will be watching our thoughts and become the witness or the observer of them. Well, you may wonder, what does that mean or how do you do that? Let's go back to the thought, I'm a squirrel or I'm not good enough. And just notice what happens inside of you. If you don't believe either of them, you're doing great. If you have a tendency to believe the second one, well, you're not alone. Most people buy into one like that, like hotcakes. It's almost like we don't have a choice. It's as if it's built into our system to believe that and not even question it. But we don't have to. Once you learn to become the observer, you will notice a gap is created between you and the thought. And in that gap, you have something you don't have without the gap, which is choice. When you create a gap, you suddenly have choice. You have the choice to choose if you want to engage in it or not. And that's why we talk about the observer. Suddenly you're not fully identified with the thoughts. You're actually observing them. And from that place, you can choose. When you're fully identified with them, you don't really have a choice. You just believe them and you're off. It will take some vigilance and willingness to do that without the beliefs that are highly charged by emotions. Nevertheless, that is where your liberation lies. It's a matter of spotting or catching the thought before it consumes you and entices you to follow it. That's when we talk about creating a gap. Now, I like to use the red car metaphor because a red car is easy to spot. So imagine a red car passing by your house. It stops and invites you to go on a ride with it. What do you do? Depending on who's driving and where they're going, you may or may not go along. You see it, you consider it, and you choose. That's pretty easy, right? And it's because you can see the red car, it's easy to spot it, and you can choose. But with thoughts, it's a little different because some thoughts are easier and some are harder to catch or to spot. They're not all as obvious as a red car. Some of the thoughts you're aware of and some you're not. Some you buy into without knowing it and others you don't. Some you question, others you don't. And some feel good and some don't feel good. You may notice again that those with an emotional charge have a stronger pull than those without it. Just take a moment and see if you can notice the connection between a thought and an emotion. Who or what inside of you says yes to some thoughts and no to others? Do you ever ask that question? If you don't, it's probably because they're unconscious and they take you for a ride all the time without your conscious consent, without you even knowing it. Today, the same you can be the observer to all the thoughts that will pass through. So instead of going for a ride with a red car that passes by, you just observe it driving by without any need to stop it, agree with it, argue with it, or anything like that. You have full permission to say no to all the free rides that you're being offered. And it will be helpful to focus on your breathing when that happens. This is a neutral place that you can go to if the pressure from the mind, the red car, is tempting you to go along for a ride unquestioned. Knowing that you can say no at any time, and knowing you can put your attention on your breath instead, is really a milestone. Being the observer is like going to the movies. You don't start arguing with the characters. You just watch the movie. You may have an emotional reaction to the movie because you relate to the characters in one way or another. So you can just allow yourself to experience that connection. But you don't have to jump into the screen and start arguing or agreeing with them. So in this meditation, please don't become an actor or actress in the movie. Stay in your seat, eat some popcorn, and enjoy the show by just being the observer. If this is new to you, you will probably fail at your attempts to say no. When we're not conscious of our thoughts, it's easy to suddenly find yourself in Timbuktu without even knowing you went there. This is very normal and nothing to worry about. If you don't know where Timbuktu is, it's very, very far away. Well, the good news is that as soon as you find yourself in the red car or at the destination in your mind, maybe Timbuktu, that you are really not interested in, all you need to do is bring your attention back to your breathing and notice that you are here. Just take a breath and feel here. You're still here, even though it felt like you'd gone to Timbuktu. As soon as you stopped, put your attention on your breath. You'll notice that you're here and all is well. So the car ride you took or take is never further away than one thought. Well, maybe a few thoughts, but never further away than you can actually focus back on your breathing by choice. Your breathing is always here, and it will never be out of reach. Your in and out breath is a great anchor and is very helpful if you suddenly feel lost in your mind and start believing what these thoughts are telling you. Nobody has ever conquered the monkey mind in one sitting, and there is no need for perfection. When you start getting the hang of it, you'll be able to see that every failure, quote-unquote failure, can just be observed too and can be named. It can be very helpful to name the thoughts as they show up. It's like saying every time a thought comes, you can say red car. You recognize it as a red car, a red car. You see it, right? You name it. And bingo, it has become conscious, which is what we're learning here. We want to make them conscious. And by doing that, you've created a gap between you and the thought. And you now can exercise your power of choosing if that is really what you want. Do you really want to follow that thought? I have sat through many, many silent retreats in the past, so I know it takes time to disengage from our thoughts. I have fallen asleep, gotten lost in thoughts and emotions, and have struggled to get my mind to be still, so I know it's not always a walk in the park. However, it has set me down to create these meditations and mindfulness classes to help you make it a smoother ride. Please be very kind to yourself. That is always the best remedy for any situation. Be kind to yourself and give yourself permission to not be perfect. Give yourself permission to take the time that you need to find your way out of the mind maze and back into your heart and into your being. Now please get ready for the meditation. Make sure you're somewhere comfortable and have your phone turned off and have enough time so you won't feel rushed or disturbed by anything. Remember, this is your time. You do deserve to take care of yourself and find your way back to yourself. Nothing is more important than that if you want more peace, joy, and fulfillment in your life. After the meditation, you can always do some journaling if you've had some insight and clarity that may be useful to keep conscious in your life. And now, when you feel ready, let's start our meditation.